Welcome to Mind the Gap, a collaborative project between WLOI Loyola Radio and the Student Health Advisory Council, also known as SHAC. The Student Health Advisory Council is a student-led advocacy group at Loyola dedicated to raising awareness of healthcare disparities and promoting equitable solutions. Through open discussions, outreach on WLOI, and social media campaigns, SHAC empowers students to engage with pressing health issues and become advocates for change on campus and beyond. Thanks for tuning in today, and we hope you're having a wonderful week. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how stigma and inequality shape addiction in America. The National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics reported that 51.2% of the people in the United States that are 12 and older have used illicit drugs at least once. Yet despite this staggering number, people with substance use disorders, also known as SUDs, face discrimination and negative bias from society who view SUDs as a mindset rather than an illness. Seeking treatment is already difficult for people with SUDs due to the emotional toll it takes, but this social prejudice makes it even harder. Dr. Peter Grinspoon of Harvard Health Publishing says that it creates a stigma that has criminalized drug usage, leading to a punish, don't treat attitude. This provides an extra barrier to people asking for the help they need, as they suffer from unnecessary guilt and shame. But the bias doesn't stop there. Blacks, Latinos, and American Indians experience consequences for their substance use disproportionately compared with their white counterparts. For example, black people are more likely to be arrested for drug possession than white people, although the rates of illicit drug use are similar. To make matters worse, Black and American Indian clients are less likely to begin or stay in treatment compared to white clients. Those living in economically disadvantaged areas face an even greater risk of not starting treatment at all. Studies of state-funded programs show that Black and American Indian clients are less likely to receive the services needed to meet what's called the Initiation and Engagement of Treatment, or IET, criteria. On top of that, many counties with higher numbers of black or uninsured residents are also less likely to have treatment facilities that accept Medicaid. Since minority groups are overrepresented in Medicaid, this means even fewer options and even less access to care. This discrimination against people living with substance use disorders can't be erased overnight, but we can start shifting the mindset now. If you or someone you know is struggling, Loyola's Counseling Center offers free, confidential support and can connect you with the resources that fit your needs. If you are in Baltimore, community programs like Turning Point Clinic also provide help for recovery and support. And if you ever need to talk, you can reach out 24/7. Text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. For free and confidential treatment referrals, call SAMHSA's National Helpline at 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, SUDs are illnesses, not moral failures. Treating people with compassion and understanding makes recovery possible.